Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and a couple attitude adjustments thrown in there for good measure right from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check this out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So the purpose of the podcast is I want to make sure the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking up, and then you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life. So thank you in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from it, please do me the favor for the flavor and make sure that you are sharing this content out into cyberspace. I promise you, if it's benefiting you, someone else is going to benefit from it too. So share it. Share the love, okay? Today's episode, I'm going to be dropping 15 of my favorite, not all of them, but just 15 of my favorite quotes from 10X Growth Con. But before I get into that, let's just get a quick word from our sponsor, shall we? Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by the 10X Growth Conference recording, okay? We just did it. It's been almost 2 weeks now. Who spoke at Growth Con? Okay, we've got the entire 3 days recorded for you. If you missed it or if you were there and you didn't get it already, this is how you do it. Who are we going to hear from? Armando Perez, otherwise known as Pitbull, Kevin O'Leary, Mike Rowe, obviously Grant Cardone, his beautiful wife Elena, Tyrese Gibson, Alex Rodriguez, yes, A-Rod, Brandon Dawson, Cindy Eckert, Billy Killer, by the way, okay, Don Peebles, and his talk was amazing, okay? Glenn Stearns, my main man, Jesse Itzer, bringing him back for a second time. So good to see him. David Grutman, Swan Sit, Glenn Stafford, Pete Vargas. These are people that have scaled their business and their life beyond anything they thought was possible, but they made a decision, they created it, and at 10X Growth Conference, they tell us exactly how they did it, and most importantly, how you can too. So if you missed it, this is your opportunity to play some serious catch-up. If you were there and you know you got to go back and review material, right? This is your opportunity to get a hold of it for only $97. Head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/recording. Try to keep that one simple for you. CardoneSolutions.com/recording. CardoneSolutions.com/recording and make it yours. Now, on with the show. So here we go. Okay. For the last 5 years in a row now, people from all over the world have gathered together during Q1 to put real attention on creating their best year and their best life ever. The 10X Growth Conference, as it says on the website, I can't describe it any better myself, so I'm just going to use that. The 10X Growth Conference was created for forward thinkers like you. You listen to the podcast, which means you're a forward thinker. Forward thinkers, trailblazers, entrepreneurs, sales professionals, business owners, and anyone else who seeks to define their marketplace today and tomorrow. So in just a few years, the 10X Growth Conference has literally become the largest business training event for sales and marketing all over the world. So I have been blessed, favored, honored, fortunate enough to be able to participate and partake in every single one of those. So right after the event, I sit down, I look at my notes, look at what I got out of it, and I break it down. And this year, I thought I'd do something a little bit different, and I went through my notes, and I got a lot of them. Copious could be a good term. Copious amounts of notes. I found 15 quotes that I'm going to give to you that you can use to guide the rest of your 2021 and beyond. And these are, mind you, literally, I mean, the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. This is such a small sampling of the bombs that got dropped and the brain power that was present at this event. Yours will be different. If you went through and when you get the recording for only $97 over at cardonesolutions.com/recording, you will find 15 of your own. These are mine. These are not yours. You need to get your own. Okay? So, number one, you ready? Okay. You may want to take some notes, right? There may be some similarities. My juicy nuggets might have some similarities to you, but I want you to go get your own anyway. Okay, so anyway, number one, quit trying to be perfect, just be you. Okay, that was Grant said that on day one. Quit trying to be perfect, just be you. Opening day, Grant literally gives you permission to be yourself. Do not allow the alleged need for perfection to prevent you from getting started or continuing on. Make sense? Okay. Two. This one's a doozy. Hold yourself hostage until you meet your demands. That came from Jesse Itzler. And you know what? I was doing a coach call when he was on, so I missed his talk. I have to go back, look at the recording, and watch it. The way I heard it, I saw this when another one of my coaching clients, Lori, who was doing the event virtually, she texted it to me, right? And my mind blows. What do you demand from this life? What do you demand from you? I mean, you do have some demands on you, don't you? And if not, this quote in and of itself is an indication that maybe you need to get some. And then you got to figure out, hey, what do I got to give up? What do I got to sacrifice? What do I need to eliminate or execute, since we're talking about hostages, in order to make room for the successful actions required to meet your demands. Isn't that good? Yeah. So three, don't follow your passion. Bring it with you. This came from Mike Rowe. And this complements Jesse's quote so just perfectly, right? This is the dirty jobs guy we're talking about. Okay. So think of the stuff that you have to do that you don't want to do in order to create the things that you do want, which is what Grant talks about all the time. You got to do the things you don't want to do in order to have the things you do want to have, right? So this quote reminds us that passion is an energy that we can generate, harness, and direct. Passion is an energy that you and I, we can generate, we can harness it, and we can direct it, okay? Four. Speaking of doozies, is your seatbelt on? Are you wearing a helmet for this one? Okay. You're either creating or destroying your empire with every decision you make. That comes from Mrs. Cardone, Elena. Husbands, wives, future husbands, future wives, employees, employers, future employers. This is for you. It's for me too. Before you make a decision, turn this quote into a question and ask it of yourself. Every little decision can have a massive impact. So look at what a massive impact had. Wait, let me say it again. I tripped over myself. Look at what a massive impact a microscopic virus has done to our planet. So when I say even a little decision can have a massive impact, okay? Think about the coronavirus. You can't even see it. You got to look at it under a microscope. And look at what a massive impact that has done, okay? So even the smallest decisions can have a massive impact. Every decision that we make has a consequence and will trigger a reaction of some sort. Good reaction, bad reaction. Five. Saying I've heard this before is incredibly dangerous, okay? This quote comes from Pete Vargas from 10X Stages. And the reality is, no, you haven't. You haven't seen it before. Every morning you wake up a different version of you. So do not shortchange yourself and miss out on new data or a deeper understanding of material simply because you're afraid to waste time or boredom. The greats do the same things over and over and over again. How many jabs do you think Floyd Mayweather has practiced in his career? Six. Kill them with competence. Oh, ooh, ah, ooh, bang. Speaking of jabs, that comes from Cindy Eckert. We have been trained our entire lives to what? Kill them with kindness. And while that certainly is true, why not throw in an added dose of competence in there for good measure? The challenge hidden in that message, though, is are you competent, that is? How competent can you get? Probably going to need to bring in some passion and repeat some behaviors a few gazillion times. See how this is all starting to flow together? Seven, haters have a job to do. Oh, OK. Okay, this is from Tyrese Gibson. Holy smoke, haters have a job to do. Let them do it. Right, how liberating is that? Don't make a thing out of it. Don't get sucked into it. There's way better places for your energy. Right? So let them do their job. Haters hate. 8. Whatever you talk about, you speak into existence. Yeah, I slowed that down on purpose. Whatever you talk about, you speak into existence. That's from Brandon Dawson. The moral of the story, the simple moral of the story, is be very, very careful about what you say out loud. 9. This is one of my favorites. I'm always asking, what's next? That's Tommy Hilfiger. This is also a lesson, I think, in how to stay alive. And Grant says a little bit later on, I am defined by what I do next. Back to Elena, creating or destroying. More or less, there's no same here. Same as backwards. And to do nothing is to retreat because everything else is moving forward. So if you want to live and be alive, what's next? Okay. 10. Could be very controversial in today's entitlement mindset that a lot of folks suffer from. Grant says this. I think he said on day 3. What you admire, you can have. What you admire, you can have. So here's a question for you. What would you need to let go of? Or what do you need to do? This is better. What do you need to do to let go of any resentment that you may harbor about somebody else's success in any area? Physical, mental, spiritual, financial, familial, career. What would you need to do to let go of any resentment about somebody else's success? Because the more you hate on that or make up reasons, excuses, to minimize the hard work that went into that success, the more you are going to limit yourself from having that same success. Wouldn't it make more sense to like just be curious and inquisitive about how they did it? Study successful actions. Understand what they are so you can do them too. What you admire, you can have. So powerful. Number 11. Coasting is the first stage of pain. That's Glenn Sanford, okay? And these are all stacking on top of each other. You notice that, okay? How comfortable are you right now? Seriously. Because like if you're all good or you're all set, you're slipping into the danger zone. And not the good like highway to the danger zone from Top Gun danger zone. I'm talking about like the first stage pain danger zone. And the 10X rule. Grant teaches us that normal levels of action is the most dangerous. And the only thing you need for proof that that's real is 2020. 12. Change starts with changing how you think, Don Peebles. What I love about this quote is that he's not the only person that said that. There are countless others that have talked about change starts with changing how you think. And the fact that so many other people have said this as well, and the fact that he said it, tells me this. To change, as Grant says, you got to change. Like, think about what it takes to become a black belt in any martial art. Like, what kind of evolution does a martial artist go through? What is their white belt understanding of a technique versus their black belt understanding of a technique? It's the same damn technique. How many times did the way they even think about a punch evolve over the years? And why wouldn't that be true of your success? Because if what you know right now is not getting you to where you want to go, then you need to start by changing the way you think. 13. Number 13. We got three left. 13. Procrastination is lying to and betraying yourself. Who do you think said that? Procrastination is lying to and betraying yourself. That is Miss Scarlett Cardone. Man, kids say the darndest things, don't they? Okay, I'm just going to leave this here where it is, where it's at. I'm just going to let it hang out there. I'm just going to let it hang on you. I'll say it one more time, though. Procrastination is lying to and betraying yourself. 14. Learn how to get great at the things you hate. It's another juicy nugget from your Uncle G at GrowthCon. Kind of a theme here, right? Might be worth making a list of all the stuff you know you're not doing or hate doing, and then identifying the one that really gets at you, and then attack that thing full speed until you become a master at it. What would that do for you? So here's your action idea, because I was trying to give one out. Okay, make a list of all the stuff you know you're not doing that you hate to do. Things that you avoid doing because you hate doing them. Identify the one thing that really gets at you, the one thing that you're not doing that you know is probably costing you hundreds upon thousands, maybe millions of dollars, and go master it. What would that do for you? And last but definitely not least, I'm going to wrap this up with a quote from Jared Glant, president of Cardone Training Technologies. This is a great one. What I'm about to give you. This is a great way to wrap up these 15 quotes. You ready? If you're not winning, you haven't gone all in. If you're not winning, you haven't gone all in. What does that mean? It means that if you're not winning, you haven't gone all in. That's exactly what it means, okay? The best part about this quote is it needs zero explanation. It's simply truth. So what kind of applicable nuggets can you get? What kind of applicable nuggets will you get? Okay? If you weren't at this year's event, the recording is out. It's available for you. I talked about it earlier, okay? And I want you to have it. I want you to study it. I want you to find your 15. Not my 15, yours. Yours will be different, I promise you. There may be some similarities, but yours will be very, very different. Why? Because change starts with how you think. Because we're always looking for what's next. Because we're going to learn how to admire what we can have. Because we recognize that we're either creating or destroying our empire with every decision that we simply make. Because saying, I've heard this before, is incredibly dangerous. And you're going to become even more confident, so you can kill them with confidence, not just kindness, and not even worry about the haters because they got a job to do. You see? Okay? And if you're going to wait to get it later, then let me just remind you that procrastination is lying to and betraying yourself. So all you need to do right now, head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/recording. That's CardoneSolutions.com/recording. CardoneSolutions.com/recording. When was the last time you spent $97 on something? What did that get you? I'll tell you what it didn't get you. It did not get you access to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 multi-millionaires, some billionaires, sharing their wisdom in terms of how they created success. Okay, so head on over, cardonesolutions.com/recording. Hook it up. It's $97. It's no money. Okay, do it now. Do not procrastinate. Do not lie and betray yourself. Get on it. Okay, and how am I going to wrap this up? Just like I always do, be great, because nothing else pays. We'll see you soon.